Unit 33. Language and Gender. Language, culture, and society interact to give members of different genders different levels of power and recognition in society. The different way boys and girls are socialized has significant ramifications on the way they communicate as adults, because this encoding of social behavior is carried on into adulthood. In other words, it is consistently reflected in the different social and communicative styles of women and men. Women and men are like people who have grown up in two subcultures. They have two broad different styles of speaking and establishing social status. In the process of socializing with peers, children generally tend to play with other children of the same gender, resulting in different ways of creating rapport and negotiating status within their group. Childhood play is where much of our conversational style is learned. The main distinction between the way boys and girls communicate is that girls generally use the language to negotiate closeness, that is, to establish intimacy as a basis of friendship, collaboration-oriented. And, in comparison, boys generally use language to negotiate their status in the group, competition-oriented. The theme of using power to negotiate status by males and cooperation to establish rapport by females is consistently played out throughout adulthood and repeated in the social and linguistic communicative styles between the two sexes at all levels. At home, work, meetings, social occasions, and in personal, casual, and formal contacts. Consequently, women and men tend to have different habitual ways of saying what they mean. In this new era of internet, men and women have recognizably different styles in posting to the internet, and they have different communicative ethics. In contrast to the understanding that the internet provides a genderless, ageless, raceless, and any other biasless opportunity for interaction. This is the case in that women and men have different characteristic online styles that echo the differences of culturalization and integration into society. The male style is characterized by adversality, put-downs, strong, often contentious assertions, lengthy and/or frequent postings, self-promotion, and sarcasm. While the female style, in contrast, is characterized by supportiveness and attenuation, with expressions of appreciation, thanking, and community building, as well as apologizing, expressing doubt, asking questions, and contributing ideas in the form of suggestions. It would therefore appear that even though the internet does offer the theoretical opportunity of equality, in reality, women are not provided with an equal opportunity for discussion due to the different communication styles existing between the two sexes. In other words, if women use language that is considered weaker, more frivolous, or somewhat less powerful than men, they will continue to be relegated to secondary status by men, and that if men use a more aggressive, competitive, dominating style, they will continue to remain in power. Or could it be that as people adapt to the virtual societies of computer communication, this female-male dichotomy is no longer valid, and that individuals of both sexes are enabled to choose between both styles at their leisure, depending on what their purpose is? Could males adopt a more cooperative style of writing if their goal was to secure group support and understanding? And could females opt to write in a more traditionally male style to gain prominence and successfully win an argument?